The wow, Razzies.
That is a fast transition. That yeah. is a breakneck. Dead possum. Razzies.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Hello, Miss America. How you doing there, Woman of the Year?
Doing great, Woman of the Year. It's March.
Oh,
you don't want to peak too early, you know? I mean, yeah. Now it's just downhill. Like, I'm a complete mess by July.
And we have motivation. We have motivation.
And Employee of the Week.
Employee of the Month. Yeah, we got all that happening. When would you like the Employee of the Month to happen? Is there a time? At the end?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because it's just, I don't want to ruin the whole show. I'd like to have a good show before I get in a bad mood.
Okay. All right. So this is the deal. We have a big announcement. We're going to be talking about some stuff here this early in the show that's very important to us. And it's also important to you guys as well. And we've been saying we got something coming at you regarding the show. So basically, I guess in the end, I'm just going to knock it out. The Big Party Show is going 100% independent. Okay. We are no longer partnering with anyone. It's an independent podcast. Now, that doesn't affect the people that are listening to Spotify or Apple Podcasts or anything like that. The only thing that this is going to be a little change for is if you like watching podcasts and you watch it on YouTube, there's a new channel. It's the Big Party Show channel. We're moving it from Herdat. So everything that involves the Big Party Show, including you guys, the merch, everything like that is in one house. And that's pretty much it. So what you need to do, because we already have the After Party YouTube channel, basically, that's going to change. So we're going to put everything together at once so you guys don't have to jump all over the place to get to what you want. So what we're going to ask you to do is go and search out at The Big Party Show on YouTube, and then you find it right there. That's, again, if you like to watch the videos. And then you just subscribe. It doesn't cost nothing, but that's where it's at. So we go independent. This is our last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. So Friday, that's it. So, and also to celebrate our independence, we're going to be giving away 4 pairs of tickets to Nate Bargatze. He's going to be in town April 25th. All right.
Awesome?
So yeah, that's fantastic. Those are hard tickets to secure. I don't think anyone else is. I was talking to a buddy and he says, Nate doesn't do radio anymore. I'm like, oh, that's why they were so interested in the podcast. I didn't understand. And he said, no one's going to have those tickets on the radio. I mean, I can't, you know, be accurate 100% on that because just someone saying that's in radio. So we got 4 pairs will be given away here real soon. So yeah, independence, baby. That's what it's all about.
Uh-huh.
Independence. So yeah, I mean, I don't know what to think. All I know is I'm super excited for what's going to come in the future. Like
yeah.
We're
and it's,
right
again,
now.
It's always one-stop shopping. If you go to bigpartyshow.com.
Yes.
I mean, that's where you can find all of it. The links are there, the merch store's there, all the announcements, all the things that we've got going on, contests. I mean, it is your landing page.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad you said that because I will connect the YouTube link to the Big Party Show, the mm-hmm. official Big Party Show channel right there. And you can just go there. You don't have to do anything else. Bigpartyshow.com. So yeah, there you go. Wow. We are just about at 100,000 downloads. I just looked at it today. 100,000 downloads, which is absolutely amazing. That's less than a year. And that's because of all you guys supporting the podcast. So thank you for that. And then go buy some merch. If you could, people can ask about, you know, are you really Employee of the Month?
Are you?
You say every month. That's what I always say to every one of them.
Like, where do you work?
Yeah.
Are there any other employees?
Well, you know, Wylene's HR. And when I was in Austin, some person, so many people asked me and they said, well, who gave you that? I said, she did. She's HR.
She's like, don't drag me into your scheme. I'm a legit person. I work for a real job. You're like, my job's ish, real. Yes.
So thank you for everything. I mean, we did not know where we were going to end up, you know, a year from when we started this, you know, just less than a year ago. I had no idea. The expectations, of course, in my head are always high. But with that comes, you know, not from, put it this way, from here on out, everything that fails is our fault.
Yay. Way to put a fun spin on it.
Nothing's going to fail.
You're like, this glass is half full because it's got a hole in the bottom and it's rotten water. You're like, or.
It's going to be great. The future is going to be awesome. We got a lot of fun things coming at you. So there you go. There's your news right there. If you got any questions, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a text and or call us or whatever at 402-915-0962. Time to motivate.
Let's see it.
This is a different deal. All right. So what would you rather drink? Okay. That's the category. All right. A, coffee with mayonnaise instead of cream. B, lemonade made with hot dog water. C, a protein shake made of milk and pickles.
I'll take the protein shake made with milk and pickles. The rest of it just sounds bananas awful.
Yes. Here we go.
It took me 15 years to understand this. I'm going to tell you in less than 30 seconds. If nobody sees you as an enemy, you're not important. If nobody talks behind your back, you're not relevant. Wow. If somebody tries to take advantage of you, it means you have value. If somebody tries to put you down, it means you're already above them. Hate only comes from below, never from above. If they doubt you, it means you're doing things that they believe are impossible for themselves. Criticism, that's just a hidden form of admiration. Your haters are actually your biggest fans. They just haven't figured out how to clap yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That guy is like, listen, I know you talk bad about me. We're like, yeah, you're a bad person. You're not great. And you're like, that's just you giving me a compliment. You're like, I don't know. You're kind of a trash bag person.
Oh, there you go. A protein shake made of milk and pickles. I have noticed, I know this is food talk real quick. I have noticed that there's protein in everything.
Yeah.
At the grocery store now.
I told you, and that's because of that GLP-1.
Oh my God. There was like mashed potatoes. There's like pancakes. I mean, it's such a weird thing to see on a label. Mm-hmm. Cause normally in the past, protein means you work out a little bit, right? You know what I mean? Like protein shakes, protein powder, go to the gym, mix a smoothie. Now, like, let's have some pancakes with protein and then let's throw some syrup on that puppy and just go from there. I never really realize it. And I remember you saying that. And I was thinking, I don't even know what you're saying. And then I see it everywhere more and more. So now we can eat like potatoes, get thick with protein.
Yeah, it's just added to everything. I don't think protein pancakes are that strange because that's been around for a while.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah, because I've gotten those for the kids. They've got that Kodiak brand. And that's been around for a while. But what's wild is like, you know, adding it into your coffee at Starbucks.
Yes.
That's something where I'm like, what? Like, as if it, I mean, that's a mix in that you can get now is protein.
You're so I'm like, gathering.
Oh, so I can like fuel up. All right.
Yeah, cause I saw and I tried to get some, I just was looking into it cause we have that Sweet Wylene's bakery thing. They have like protein based flour. And I was like, okay, I can add protein to, I guess you can add protein to anything. So basically what it is and what you're saying is that people are losing weight so fast, your body's eating up your muscles. So you have to take enough protein in order not to lose all those muscles and just become a Mr. Burns.
Yeah. That's one of the, you know, warnings about these GLP-1s is the fact that you need to be mindful of your muscle density. So that's something where they really push protein. They really push the fact that you should be doing weight work, you know, that kind of stuff in order to keep your muscle mass up, because it will start eroding that.
Do you think they'll ever come up with something like for hair growth? I mean, if they have something like this.
They do have stuff for hair growth.
Well, I don't think it, I think it prevents it. I don't think it actually grows, because the reason why you don't have hair is because those follicles have died at the roots. It's kind of like grass.
Yeah, but I think if you get it in the beginning, I think if you are proactive about it, you have a better chance. I mean, there's no coming back from where you're at. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
thank you.
Who knows where science is going to go? But like, as we stand right now, I don't believe that there is a product that rejuvenates dead follicles.
Yeah, dead follicles.
I know that if you use things like because one of the things that they really push on Hims and Hers, which is that brand.
Yeah.
Is for men and women hair loss. And then they have this stuff for men and women where it's either a pill or it's topical. And that's to help you if you're in the process of losing your hair.
Of losing your hair.
To keep it. And
okay.
So I think it must trick your body into like holding on to the follicles or something. But I think once they're gone, that's it.
Yeah, that's the thing that sucks, though. I mean, I don't think my head's ugly, but there are a lot of ugly heads out there, and I get it. And when you lose your hair and you have no choice, then yeah, that happens. Then now you have like some people have just giant domes, you know, and they probably had a full head of hair that covered everything. Mm-hmm. I told Wylene, I was like, if there was a pill and just to say, I took it and then my hair started growing. I can go to my buddy Joe Poff. He's a hair guy that does Wylene's, and I can just go to him and say, hey, let's do this. I want some bangs and flip it around. I think that would be fun for a minute. I would go straight back to the mullet.
You would be so vain. You would be so
totally
vain.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Going this long without
There's
hair?
There's a reason
How could
God
you
took
not?
Your hair away.
Oh, no, there isn't. It's because of breeding? Is that where you're going to run at?
No. It's because you did the mullet and your God's like, he can't be trusted.
Yeah.
He makes bad decisions.
That was a sweet mullet. That was a good looking mullet. The ladies loved it.
You had very fine hair when you had hair.
I hated it. I knew it was coming. My brother has thick hair. He's 1 year ahead of me, and he hasn't lost anything. But my hair was so incredibly thin. I knew it was coming eventually. And then when my friend talked me into shaving it, did I ever tell you that story? My childhood friend, when I moved back here, she cuts hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd go see her, and then she'd cut my hair. And then what she did is she asked everybody in the salon, because she's wanted me to shave it,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that was kind of the thing, I guess, going on, and I wouldn't let it go. I had a bowl haircut. I had everything. And I was a man. I had a bowl haircut as a man.
No, it's okay to have it as a boy. When you don't have a choice in how your hair is styled. Your parents are like, this is just the haircut you get.
No,
but when you can
it.
Actually show agency, and you're like, I could have any haircut I want. And you're like, bowl cut, please.
Yes.
Again, God took your hair away for a reason.
Well, she took a poll, right, with everybody in there and said, all right, majority wins. So she's asking everyone in there, not just the other beauticians or whatever, stylists, whatever you call them, but everybody in there. And everybody, the majority won. Basically, and I had to go with the cutting of the hair completely.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did it, and I thought in a minute, I'm like, okay, here we go. I didn't mind it at all. The thing is that I never went back to her, so she lost the client. So I, you know, therefore she had no money. So now I'm just cutting my own hair. And I had hair on top when all that went down. Here's what happened. As I got older, continued to shave my head and stuff, eventually it got to the point where hair is not growing anymore. And I couldn't tell, right, until I started growing it a little bit. And then it looked bad. you know. So I took my hair away and God just finished it. There you go.
He's like, finally, this guy made a good move when it comes to hair. Just cut it all off.
Uh-huh. So, all right. So my big complaint right now today is right in front of my house, we have a big window, right? We can see right into the street. The other day, Molly, a possum got hit. Oh. This possum is huge. Now I'm friends with the possums now because I always use my fence as a travel thing. And I'm like, whatever. They gross me out. Their tails, you know. Mm-hmm. But this poor thing got run over. Now, this is a big one, Molly. It's like giant. And so I'm thinking, well, what happens now? I see him every single day just laying there in the middle of the street. My question is this. What kind of monster keeps running it over and over? This thing is flat as a pancake. And I complain every day. I'm like, why isn't somebody supposed to come and grab this thing? And who wants to keep running it over? What is wrong with you? It's like you're going to turn it into cement. I mean, it's going to be paste. It's like, get rid of the thing. Call somebody. I guess, I don't know. Is there someone you call? I have no idea. To get roadkill.
There's no one to call. That's just, it's called the street. That's just it.
It's sad.
And what do you mean people keep running it over? What are you supposed to do? Swerve out of the way?
No, you see it. It's something in the road. It's the size of a loaf of bread. It's huge. It's like you can just go in between it. So he's underneath between the tires. You don't have to go around it. It's not it's not situated in a way where you have to go completely around. You just got to drive over it. Not on top of it. So there's no one to call for that. I thought there was because
why
I was hoping that my neighbor.
It?
I don't know.
It's out in front of your house. You're the one just staring at it, making judgment calls on how people drive. Do something about it. Get it out of there. Give it a proper burial.
At this point, I don't have the proper shovel. You know,
you waited too long. You've been too busy judging.
It's closer to my neighbors across the street. So if it's closer to his house, that's his responsibility. If it's in the middle, I get it.
He doesn't have a window. Maybe he doesn't have a window or he has a life and he just
hasn't looked out. That man walks every day. My man walks every day. That thing is out there.
Then go ahead and yell out, hey, you going to do something about that possum? Really get the conversation going. Buddy.
Hey,
I
know.
Poor thing.
It does suck. I mean, I've noticed that about a squirrel that's down the road too, by the school. And you just see it. Maybe that's my journey. I need to pick up. Molly, I can barely pick up poop. You remember? That's a hard time. I don't know how terrifying. I'd pick up a dead animal.
No, I mean, you don't. You use
especially at that
shovel
point.
Or. I mean, in a garbage bag, and I mean, that's just.
I just found it interesting that thing is getting flatter and flatter, and I'm like, I just don't get it. Hey, the Razzies came out. The Razzies.
That is a fast transition. That is a breakneck. Dead possum. Razzies came out. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's out. Worst Picture. War of the Worlds.
Really?
With Ice Cube. Yeah. Have you seen it?
I never saw
it?
No.
I tried to watch it, but I couldn't. I just wasn't into it. War of the Worlds. So there's that. And then the worst actor, actually Ice Cube won for War of the Worlds.
It's like, thank you. You guys are up two.
Have you seen Bride Hard? Are you familiar? Mm-mm. See, thank God. This is the reason why the Razzies. Now the Razzies, what they do is these are like the worst awards.
Yes.
That you get, you know, I think there's only three categories. I only saw three. Worst actress is Rebel Wilson.
Rebel Wilson. Mm-hmm.
For Bride Hard. I'm not familiar. So therefore, I think that War of the Worlds got like a 4% or something like that.
Oh, really?
You know. Yeah.
Where did you see it? Like, where were you streaming it or watching it?
I think it's on Netflix, maybe even Amazon or something. It's out there. And I like those type of shows because those movies, that's a redone movie, of course. We all know War of the Worlds. When the world gets, you know, taken over by aliens.
They made it not that long ago. It was like Steven Spielberg or whatever with Tom Cruise. I mean, who goes and remakes the wheel after that?
I've seen that probably 10 times. I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I love that one with him, for sure. But there you go. Now you know not to watch War of the Worlds unless you want to break up with somebody. Have you ever done that? Watched a crappy movie with a date that you hate?
No, I mean, not intentionally. I've watched bad movies on dates before, and you're like, what do you do?
you sit there and take it like a champ.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, I have been on the receiving end of a movie where I'm like, we really should have done some homework before we came to this movie, where it's just, it's like bad, you know, like one of those things where you just like watching it. You're like, did we know it was about sexual assault before we decided to make this like our second date? Like, did we, you know, like stuff like that, where you're just like, this is heavy and also complicated because we're like on our second date and that gives a lot of food for thought.
Yeah.
I don't think we want to go out correctly.
I went and saw on a first date, we ended up seeing Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, that's at a movie not bad. Theater.
No, I was totally cool. The thing where it got weird, Molly, is when her whole family showed up as a joke and sat right behind us. Oh. I was so I was so turned off by the whole thing.
Well, sure.
Because it became
that
a joke. Well, she was all about it too. It's that kind of family. You know, like, ha, this is great. And I'm sitting there, oh my God, this is so awful for me. And yeah, that there was no second date. Don't do that, people. Learn from me.
I can't imagine.
Molly, can you imagine that?
I can't imagine somebody showing up
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clown? Hey, we're watching the movie too. It's sitting right behind you. So no popcorn tricks. You're like, hold on a second. I need to get a different popcorn container.
Gracie, super Gracie. We can't hear her. But Gracie, are you familiar with the old popcorn trick? Okay.
She is. Everybody knows about it. I don't think it's real, but everybody's like heard about it. You know what I mean?
How gross and disturbing would that be if that was real? You cut a hole in the bottom and you put it in there and oh yeah, surprise.
You're like, gross. I think I would be sick just because I'd be like, I've been eating out of that.
Yes. Yes. Gross.
Like, oh.
Yeah. All right. So what do you want to hear next, Molly? There's a warning out there about scrolling on the toilet. I feel like I need to clean it up a little bit after the possum and all the other stuff.
I was going to say, do we really want to go down that road? I know that you also have things about crafting.
Yes, I do. We'll just do that, actually. All right. So when we had Ashton Igo on, I had asked him if he is a Gen Z. And he ended up having been a Gen Z because what came out is these Gen Zs, what they're doing now, and I find this so interesting, right? They're embracing the grandma hobbies, knitting, crocheting, sewing, playing Mahjong. Isn't that Peter's thing? And also pottery making.
He plays Mahjong like everybody plays it, like on the computer where it's just matching tiles or whatever.
My sister
belongs to like a Mahjong club at Field Club. Like she goes to Mahjong and has like a Mahjong partner and they play.
Okay. All right. That's what they're saying. I mean,
Mahjong's huge.
They're showing up at places and everyone's doing it. And Mahjong's been around forever. Centuries.
Yeah, my mom used to play. I mean, my mom played with her girlfriends and then Anne picked it up and then she and her friend Becky do it. And then my aunt Mary will join them. I mean, but I want to play. Like, it looks really fun.
Yeah, you should. I guess everybody else is playing.
But it's not a lone game. Like, you've got to play it with people. So it's like a whole social thing. Like, you sit around and nibble on snacks and drink.
And drink.
Play Mahjong. So,
quilting, canning homemade jams, gardening.
Got a lot of friends that do that. Pardon?
Okay. Gardening.
Yeah.
It's all grandma hobbies is what they say.
Like, which you is reach crazy a certain because age. I think all of those sound really fun.
I'm with you. Bird watching. I don't mind bird watching. I'm not there going, oh my God, that's that bird. But I like nature. I mean, we got a lot of squirrels and birds around. So
yeah, apparently it's roadkill.
Yeah,
not just live, but also dead.
Also, bingo nights. I know a lot of friends that are doing bingo right now. Book clubs, church groups. I don't know anyone that does that. And volunteering. Yeah, I don't know about
that.
I
have friends that do church group. Okay. And they do like prayer circles and stuff like that. And those always sound really fun. Like, I think I would enjoy going to something like that. I do know people that do bird watching, and they're young, like in college, and do bird watching
with like binoculars and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If you get like, into it, you get into it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what birds are birds. I mean, I know what a robin is and a blackbird, but and an eagle and a hawk, but I don't know all the other little birds.
These are people that are like really into it and travel to like find certain kinds of, certain kinds of birds. I went to that knitting night at that bar. My girlfriend and I went, and I actually have what I knitted here. They're like, by the end, you're going to have a scarf. And I was like, okay.
Did you get a scarf? Is it like tiniest little scarf? Oh my God, it's a cat scarf.
Hold on.
People. How's that any different than a rope?
I have to be careful when I wear it because it's like so warm.
Yeah.
That like if it's not cold enough out, like it's like I get hot and I got to take it off.
This thing, it's long. It's a size. It's the length of a scarf, but the size of a rope, like a thick
My girlfriend
rope.
And I, it was my bestie, Andrea. We went to this thing. We were so excited. And this lady's like, you are going to have a scarf by the end of the night. We're like, damn, like this must be easier than we thought. Like this is going to be such a fun night. Like I want a scarf out of this. We both walked out and I was like,
it's like a keychain.
We were not the only people. Hold on.
Well, who's to say
it's so heavy.
Who's to say that a scarf has to be big and thick, I guess, you know?
No one got out of there with a scarf. I was like, is this lady's first time doing? And I think it was. Okay. It was like her first time hosting one of these things. This is what 2 hours created. 2 hours.
I got to describe it. How long is it? It's for people not watching.
It's probably 3 feet.
Okay.
But it's like one.
It looks like 1 inch.
It's not even an inch. It's just one row.
Oh.
And that was the thing. It's like three feet. I was like, it's going to be a scarf.
How long was the class?
2 hours.
That was 2 hours. Oh my God. Fail. At least you got a rope.
Full on fail. And I keep it. Peter's like, are you going to throw that away? I was like, are you kidding me? My craft project?
Yeah.
You think I'm going to throw away my scarf?
Okay, I got something for you. No, I am not. You might be a grandma. I want to know how many of these you're going to check down the list, okay? All right, you start saying, let me grab my cardigan. Have you done that?
No.
Okay, you don't have a cardigan, do you?
No, I'm a hoodie person.
Do you keep hard candy in random places?
We have hard candy in our house.
I do too.
Those Werther's butterscotch. Loves them.
Oh yeah, those are good. Those are old people candy. I mean, I grew up on those, I guess. I have those like candy cane balls. You know what I'm talking about?
Really?
Yeah, I got them for the White Elephant this year at Christmas. And I kept it. I picked it and I was like, I want this. Came in a jar and everything. I love it. Anyway, I have them in my pockets, in my car. I have them everywhere.
I
get hard candy stashed. All right. You start saying, I'm just going to sit for a minute. Do you do that?
I have started using my mom's term and I never understood it.
I'm saying,
like, are
yes.
you sleeping? She's like, no, I'm just resting my eyes.
Oh, that was my dad all day long.
But she really was just resting her eyes. Like, that's the thing. The kids are like, mom's asleep. I'm like, I'm not asleep. They're like, your eyes are closed. I'm like, I'm just resting my eyes.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Like, sometimes it's like, I'm not sleeping. I just need to, like, it's almost like meditation. You're like, just give me a minute.
So you're not? Okay, because my dad would be sleeping. And that's what he'd be snoring. And then he would say, I'm just resting my eyes when we called him out.
Which is such a funny thing to say, resting your eyes. You're like, give your eyes a rest.
It is. All right. You bring snacks everywhere just in case.
That's just called being a mom.
All right, I would say yes,
but that's also like.
Okay.
Kids are always like, I'm hungry. You're like, I'm not buying a $17 candy bar at this place for you to eat something.
So just in case, so you are that mm-hmm. that you do. All right, your purse weighs 12 pounds. Does it weigh 12 pounds, Molly?
No.
Come on.
It's not.
Okay, that's a no. I don't know if I've ever seen you really carry a purse. Exactly. All right, you think 9:30 p.m. is late?
Yes.
So do I.
I don't even like. That's way past my bedtime.
Isn't
I was
that
out
crazy?
To Mexican the other night with my friend. Uh-huh. And it seriously got to be 8 o'clock. And I was like, where is the waiter with the bill? I am losing steam fast. This is getting ridiculous.
Is that Gracie? Do you? Yes or no? Shake your head. Yes or no? 9 p.m. late for you?
She yes. Says yes. See,
and she's a Gen Z.
These guys know about sleep hygiene. When I was your age, Grace, 9:30 was like when we were like hanging out.
That's when we started. We pre-partied and we wanted to get to the bar by 11 just so you can party it up for 2 hours. And then it changes a little bit because next, you know, you're going out earlier and you're staying out late and you're just getting knocked out.
Yeah.
And then you start going out early. And then you get home early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just so many different stages of that as you get older.
And then now you're at the stage where you're like, why would I go out?
No. Yeah.
I mean, it reminds me of that Nate Bargatze where he has that joke about like you're in your 20s and somebody's like, what? You're like, yeah, what are we going to do? Where are we going? I don't even care. Like, let's just go. And then you get in your 30s. You're like, I'll drive separate.
Yeah.
And then it gets to your 40s and you're like, I'm actually offended that you asked me. Like, yes. Do you want to go out? Like, no, I do not want to go out.
I know that's just the weird stages that you go through. Like, I haven't been out to a bar at the app in the evening in a long time. You know, get to those things of going and you make excuses up. You're like, why would I drink at a bar? I'd just drink at home and save money. That's not really what you're doing. You're really just making an excuse so you don't have to go out.
I'm still at the going out phase.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm
That'll
still
change.
At the like going to bars and doing stuff, but it's just you pay for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I will, but I just don't as much. I mean, I just don't. Unless it's like I meet someone for like happy hour, then yeah, that's fine with me. But that's like an hour maybe. All right, you get mad when someone doesn't bring a jacket. I don't understand that one.
Always get mad at my kids because they're just like walking out the door. I'm like, grab a coat.
Yes.
What's wrong with you? You and your young blood.
Oh, my God. I hear you. Oh, they're at that age, Molly, because when Wiley and I got engaged, we all went out with a bunch of people and stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. And Oliver at the time, he had to be like 14 or something like that. Anyway, it was winter time. Right. And he never wore a jacket and he decides to go with, he's going with us. Everyone's wearing jackets because it's winter.
Yeah.
So we get there and I'm like, bring a jacket. And he's like, I'm not bringing a jacket. I don't need it. Next thing you know it, maybe an hour passes and we're there. And now he's wearing his mom's jacket. And now she doesn't have a jacket. You moms are something else. All right. You start saying, that's nice, dear. I say dear all the time and I feel old. I don't know where that has come from, but I've been playing that word for a long time.
Yeah, I don't say that, but dear is definitely a word you use.
All right, you suddenly know the weather 3 days ahead. Yes.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Oh, God,
Every
I do.
Every day is like a surprise to me. I wake up, I'm like, huh, I did not know it was going to snow today.
No. I do.
Like,
I know
had my sister not said there's going to be a blizzard on Sunday, I would have absolutely like gone into the day like it was
not
any
even
other
thinking
day.
About it. Yeah. I know it all. So I don't know. I think it's just habit. All right. You own a chair that nobody else is allowed to sit in. I have a chair that I sit in. Anyone else can sit in if they want. I would
but you're
prefer
too
them
busy
not
sitting
to.
In it. That would require Whenever, you to not be sitting in it, which never happens. I think you can check that one for yourself. Then.
I did, actually. All right. In the final stage of grandma evolution, you start clapping when the plane lands.
Absolutely not. Mostly that's also because I'm still asleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm resting my eyes as the plane lands.
I'm resting my eyes. All right, so we got signs. Big party is turning into a grandma, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that on Wednesday because mm-hmm. there's a whole lot of stuff there. All right. Don't forget what we talked about the Move Independent. Again, it's a good thing for us. It's a good thing for everybody. I'm excited to do this.
Yeah. Just check out our website, bigpartyshow.com. It's got all the links right there. One stop shopping.
Also, Lancers. All right. They're going to be having it looks like the U-17 USA hockey national team on Friday, March 20th, and then Saturday on the 21st. Okay. We have tickets. They're expecting a packed house. You can go to omahalancers.com if you want to buy tickets. But if you want to win them, again, go to bigpartyshow.com and drop your name and email right there. I got a couple 4-packs for you. And congratulations to everyone that have won tickets. For the Lancer season that we've been giving away tickets with them and partnering with those guys. Yeah, thanks to them as well. All right. That's it. That's a show, man.
Hold on. The scarf's making me pretty hot.
Yeah, it is.
After party here in the studio.
After party is tomorrow. All right. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday we do that. And then, of course, the big party show is Monday, Wednesday, Friday. All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.